Welcome back, everybody, to Omen Yomi. Today we are put off Nun Tesavid Beis 59b, and we are on the very top of Nun Tesavid Beis. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan Rabbi Sarnas Rabbi Haroe Chama B'Tkufasa. So if someone sees the sun at the beginning of its cycle, which means that you see the sun when it's returning back to its position where it was when the sun was initially created, back in the times of creation, or Levana Begvuras, or if you see the moon in its mightiness, so this is what we know as we're going to talk about Birkas HaChama. We know it comes up once every 28 years. So the Birkas HaChama is once every 28 years because that's when the sun and the moon go back to their place where they were in that exact hour of the exact same day that it happened in the time of creation. Okay, so if you see either of those things, the Kochav Mim Silosam, or if you see the planets in the orbits, Umazalos Kisidron, or the constellations in their order, Omer Baruch Oseh Bereishis. You make this bracha, Baruch Oseh Bereishis, Ve'imas Have, and when does this happen, that the sun is at the beginning of its cycle? When does this bracha take effect? Amar Abaye Kol Esrim Ushmona Shinin V'Hadar Machzor. So this happens every 28 years, because that's when the major solar cycle again begins. V'naflav T'kufas Nisan B'Shabtai, and this is when the Nisan equinox falls in the certain planet of Saturn, B'Orta D'Tlas Nage Arba, on the Tuesday night, which leads into the day of Wednesday. Okay, so that's how we know that's when that bracha would exist. Tons written about Birkas HaChama, and tons to discuss, not for us right now. Then the Mishnah told us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, back to this initial Mishnah, Daf Nun Dalet. The Mishnah told us, Haroei Hayam, that if someone sees a great sea, they should make the bracha on the great sea, but they should only make this bracha when they see the sea occasionally. So ask the Gemara, L'prakamad Kama. So how often is occasionally that you need to go ahead and make the bracha? Amar Rami Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ad Shloshim Yom. So the cutoff is 30 days. If you haven't seen it for 30 days, then you can make a new bracha. Amar Rami Bar Abba Amar Rav Yitzchak, Karoa Pras Agishra B'Dibavel. So if someone sees the Euphrates rivers by the bridge of Bavel, Omer Bracho Sebereishis. So you make this bracha. Va'idne deshanuye yua parsai. And nowadays that the Persians have changed the way that the Euphrates rivers go, mi be shavur u'el. So you make the bracha from a certain part of the stream and forward. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yosef says, me'ihi dekira u'el. That you make it from this part and forward. Vamar Rami Bar Abba. And Rami Bar Abba says, haroe diglas agishra deshabistuna. So if someone sees the Tigris river by this certain bridge, Omer Baruch Hu Seh Bereishis. Now, says the Gemara, in Bereishis, the Tigris is referred to as Chidekel. So says the Gemara, my Chidekel, what's this Chidekel? Why is it called Chidekel? Amar Rav Ashi, Shemeim of Chadin V'Kalin. The reason is because its waters are Chadin, which means sharp, and Kalin, which means light. So that's why it has that name. My Pras. So when the Torah refers to the Euphrates, it refers to it as Pras. Why is it called the Pras? Shemeim of Parim V'Ravin. Because its waters multiply as it continues to go. Now says the Gemara of Amar Rava about the Tigris as well. Hai Decharife B'nei Mechuzah. So the reason why the people of Mechuzah are so sharp is because Mishum da Shasu Maya de Diglas, because they have this Chidekel water. They have this water that sharpens you. Hai de Gihore Mishum de Shamshem Biyamama. And the reason why they're reddish in appearance is because they have Bia during the daytime and conceive their children after this Bia in the daytime. Hai de Naide Einayu Mishum de Dairu Bibes of Efa Ofel. And the reason why their eyes are so messed up is because they live in dark homes and they can't really see that well. Now says the Gemara al HaGeshamim. So we said, when it rains and you hear good things, then you should say this bracha of Baruch HaTov HaMetiv. So says the Gemara al HaGesham HaTov HaMetiv Mavarach. Do you really make a bracha of HaTov HaMetiv after hearing that it rained, or just on rain itself? Amar Rabbi Yebo. Rabbi Yebo said, Ve'amri Lamas Nisa Tana, and some say it was taught in the Braisa. Me Masayim Baruch HaGeshamim. When do you make a bracha on rain? Misha Yetze Chasan Likras Kala. When the groom goes out to meet the bride. What's this talking about? What does this have to do with rain? So no, when the rain comes down and it's going into a puddle, so when rain falls into a puddle, so the other drops are coming up, so that's like a chassan who goes out to greet his kala, so that's when the bracha would be made on rain. This, many point out, this seems to be some sort of source that a chassan should go out and get the kala when they're doing a wedding, during the chuppah. Sometimes you'll see that, but the Rav wasn't so into that. He thought it was a chukas akum type thing. Different opinions, not for us right now, but this is when you make the bracha on rain. Ma'im v'varchin, so what's the bracha that you're supposed to make? Amar v'yuda, modim anachnu lach al kol tipa v'tipa shorata lanu. Rabbi Yochanan misayim b'hachi idu pinu mali shira kayam b'chu ein anu mafspikim lehodos l'chashem l'kino ad chishtachave baruch atah Hashem rov ha'odos. So Rav Yehuda starts off this bracha, and Rabbi Yochanan finishes the bracha, and they have this whole bracha that you make on the rain. So ask the Gemara now just on the words of this bracha. Rov ha'odos v'lekol ha'chodo. So you make a bracha only thanking God for most things, but not all things. Amar Rava. Rava says, ema ha'kel ha'odos. Rather, we should say the God of thanksgiving, which means that we're thanking Hashem for everything. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, hilkach, just because there's a machlokas, whether it's rov ha'odos or kel ha'odos, Nemrinu itarvayu, you should say both of these endings to the bracha, both rov ha'odos v'hakel ha'odos, and that way you are fully covered. But ask the Gemara, v'el ha'kasha, but we're still stuck, because we see that there's this unique type of bracha we make on rain, but nothing mentioned about hatova hametiv, as the Mishnah says. So answers the Gemara, lo kasha, it's not a problem. Ha'deshama mishma ha'dechaze mechze. When we say Atova Ametiv, that's when you hear from other people that rain is falling, or that rain came, that's when you would say the bracha of Baruch Atova Ametiv. But when you've seen the thing itself, when you see the rain coming down itself, then you make this bracha of Hakel Odos and Rov Odos, so you make this bracha, that's going to be the difference in the situation. So ask the Gemara, Deshama Mishma Hainu Bezoros Tovos. So we already pointed out in the Mishnah that when you hear good news, when you hear good things, you say Baruch Atova Ametiv. So what would be the difference between rain and hearing good news? If it's just about you hearing that it was raining, and that's why you're saying Atova Ametiv, so that's the same thing as just hearing good news. Utnan al habesuros tovos omer baruch atova meitiv. So what would the Mishnah be teaching us by telling us that when you hear good news, you make atova meitiv? When you hear that it rains, which is also good news, you make atova meitiv. It's the same exact thing. Answers the Gemara, Elidi v'idachaze mechze. Rather, both of these cases is when he saw the rain. Lo kasha hada'asa, porta hada'asa tuva. And when you, the difference is how much rain you saw. When you saw a little bit of rain, that's when you say this bracha of modim. When you've seen a lot of rain, that's when you say the bracha of atova meitiv. If I say more, we can say another answer, ha v'ha de'asa tuva. The both situations are where there's a ton of rain. Lo kasha hada isle ara, hada lesle ara. So, one situation, when we say hatova hametiv, that's when someone owns land, and therefore they're having an extra good time because it's raining and their land is going to be fruitful, it's going to be wonderful. That's when you say hatova hametiv. But if someone does not own land, then they just make this bracha of modim. Now, ask the Gemara on this last answer. Isle ara hatova hametiv mevarach. Do you really make hatova hametiv if you own land and it rains? Shouldn't you make a bracha of Shechianu? Because we say in the Mishnah of Hatanan, Bana Bais Chadash Rekana Kelim Chadashim Omer Baruch Shechianu V'Kimanu Azman Hazeh. So we see that you would make a Shechianu in this type of situation. So the Gemara is going with the basic assumption, which is that the bracha of Shechianu is when you yourself are benefiting. It's just something that benefits one person. So that's when the bracha of Shechianu would be made. Ba'atov Ametiv is when multiple people are benefiting. So based on this, if you own land, so that's something that's benefiting you. And if it's just benefiting you, it should be a bracha of Shechianu and not a bracha of Atov Ametiv. So answer the Gemara, lo kasha, it's not a problem. Hadi islei shutfus, hadi lesle shutfus. So now, when you have a partner in the land, so then it's benefiting multiple people, so you'd make the bracha of Atov Ametiv. But when you don't have a partner in the land, then you would make the bracha of Shechianu. V'hatanya, and in this situation, v'hatanya means benichusa, it means we're going to bring a proof. Kitaro shel davar, that the basic point of what we're about to say is as follows. Al shalohu omer, when someone is referring to something good that happened for themselves, so there you say Baruch Shechianu V'Kiyamanu. Al shalohu v'shel chaveru omer, but when something happened to both you and someone else, or as a multiple people, then you say the Baruch of Baruch Atov Ametiv. So ask the Gemara, v'koleicha d'lesle l'achrine b'hadei l'm Baruch Atov Ametiv. Is it really true that when no one else except for that person benefits, so you would not make a bracha of Atova Ametiv? Is this really true? V'hatani, but we have a problem from a braisa. The braisa says, Amru lo yalda ishto zachar, omer baruch Atova Ametiv. If they told a person, let's say they found the father was out somewhere and they found him and they said, oh, you just had a son, so he's supposed to make the bracha of Atova Ametiv. But this is a situation where only he is the one that's benefiting because he just became a father of a son, and yet he's still making Atova Ametiv. It should be a shechianu. So answer Gemara, no hasam nami diika ishto b'hadei d'nechalei b'zachar. Now, there's actually another partner in the birthing process, not just the chiyav of the man. The woman is the one who gave birth, so she's the one who's going to be happy as well. So that's why it's going to be Atova Ametiv. So Tashma, we have another proof we're going to try to prove whether someone getting a benefit for themselves is allowed to make Atova Ametiv or not. So says the Gemara, Tashma, Meis Avivuhu Yorsho. So if someone lost their father and they are the inheritor of all of the property that the father left. So initially they should say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, that Hashem is the true judge, Uvasofu Omer Baruch Atov Ametiv. But then when they realize that they're going to be the ones to get all of the inheritance, so they should say Atov Ametiv. But this again seems to be something that is just benefiting that person himself. And we see Atov Ametiv is said. So answers the Gemara, no hasam nami diika ache dika yarsei bahade. Now there are other brothers there that are inheriting him with him, so that's why they say Atov Ametiv, because it's for multiple people. Another proof, Tashma Shino Yayin. So if someone changes their wine, Eino Tzarech Levar. Let's say someone's sitting at a meal and there was a new bottle of wine that came out. So they don't need to make a new bracha of borei priyagafen. Shinoi makom, but if they left the house and went to a different place, tzarach levarach, they would need to make a new borei priyagafen. Even though we said that when you change the wine, you would not need to make a new borei priyagaf. And the halacha is that if you bring out a new better wine in the middle of the meal, you do make the bracha baracha tova metiv. Ah, this again is a benefit that's just helping the person that's eating or drinking in this meal. And we see he says a tova metiv. It should be a shachyanu. It's just for him. So answers the Gemara. No, the answer is that he's not drinking alone. There are other people there, and that's why it's going to be a benefit, because it's going to be for others as well. Now, this is a big question. So when do we say Atova Meitiv? When do we say Shachyanu? So we actually do paskin. When you have a son, you make a Atova Meitiv. When you have a daughter, you make a Shachyanu. We're going to have to discuss why that would be. Maybe, let's say, something like an engagement ring. Do you make Atova Meitiv on that? Is there a Shachyanu? Buying a house, buying a car? All these questions are very relevant nowadays. This is Daf Nun Tesamud Beis. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.